to A Voice of a People live here on WGH Talk. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Or you can download a free app called TuneIn and search on any electronic device, WWGH. You can download that app, okay? Now, my name is Linda Sims. I'm sorry. This is a Monday Moment program, okay? It started out that way, and it seems to be carrying on. Okay, so this is Linda Sims. I'm your host today, okay? My guest today is Cheryl Lee, but I need to share some things with you before I open up the show. Now, my sponsors, Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson at 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Their ongoing announcement is free produce every third Saturday of every month. The next will take place October the 15th. It will begin at 12 noon until 2 p.m. Please mark your calendar. Share this information with others who may be in need of free produce. We also have Inspect Ohio LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 30 years working for you. The owner there is Cheryl Lee. Location is LaRue, Ohio, 740-262-0939. She's also my guest today. And thank you for listening to A Voice of a People. If you are a supporter and are faithful to the show, thank you so much for your support. If it's your first time, I pray it will not be your last time. And we appreciate each and every one of you. I like to start my show off with a thought for today. That thought is titled, Worrying About the Future. We are not to worry about anything, but approach all things with prayer and supplication, and let your requests be made known to God. So let me pull this up as fast as I can. Alrighty. As long as the phone will act right, I'm in good shape. All right, worrying about the future. Do you worry about the future? The future is unknown. It is uncertain and it is unpredictable. So instead of worrying about it, start trusting life a little bit more. Trust that everything that happens, happens for your growth. Trust that life knows your potential and it will nurture you. Trust that life works for you and with you. No matter how things work out, trust your future. And this may help you to make the most of life as it happens. Okay, now, as I was saying earlier, let us not be afraid of the future, because some of us are afraid of the future because we don't know what's going to happen. But remember, God knows what's going to happen. He has already planned your future. And I also mentioned at the last hour, don't be going out getting psychics and going to your horoscopes and these medium type of people. You know, only God knows your future. You know, those people deal with familiar spirits, and you don't want to kind of mess in that realm trying to find out what tomorrow holds. Tomorrow's coming whether we're here or not, and it's already been ordained by God. So let us let life lead us and guide us along with the Lord God. He will lead you by His Holy Spirit. And remember Jeremiah 29:11, if you remember nothing else about this conversation, God says, I know the plans I have for you, to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. So let us put our trust in Him and let us be obedient to His will and to His word. And not only that, trust life. All right, now I'm going to turn my attention to my guest today, Cheryl Lee. Hi, Cheryl.
Linda, hi. How are you? And that was a great opening. And, you know, I lived with a mother who could move a Ouija board.
Really?
Without touching it.
Oh, no.
So I know about the power of, yeah, the darkness.
Yes.
It's just amazing.
I never knew that, Cheryl.
Oh, the problem with that is we grew up in a very superstitious, backward home lifestyle.
Okay.
And so we didn't know anything better. You know, we didn't know that it was wrong to tell ghost stories around a bonfire,
right,
or to play with a Ouija board,
right,
or things of that sort. But your listeners, like you said, stay away from that.
Right, right.
And, you know, if you're a Christian and you're doubting that, get into your word.
Yes.
God is very plain about we are to stay away from that. Even with my grandkids, mm-hmm, there's so much of that garbage on the even in the children's programming.
Right.
And I tell them, we're not watching that. Well, why not, Grandma? Because God says that we're to stay away from that.
Right, right.
And I explain, that's dealing with witchcraft.
Right.
And we're to stay away from that. Or that's dealing with, you know, demons or, you know, whatever.
Right, right.
And so you gotta teach your children when they're young and let them know it's God who's saying it. It's not you.
Right.
You
that's
know.
True. So true.
And then you were saying something about don't be afraid about tomorrow because it's already planned for
already
you.
Already planned, yes.
Here's, yesterday was see you at the pole.
Okay.
And we were over there in Elgin. Elgin Elementary had a great assembly. Wonderful. At the end, they allowed me to share this thought because this was sent to me from one of my volunteers from the North Union Good News Club. Once a man was asked, because, you know, see, at the pole is all about praying for the community, the school, the mm-hmm, children, mm-hmm, the classmates, on and on.
Right.
And so this one really applies. It says, once a man was asked, what did you gain by regularly praying to God? The man replied, nothing, but I'll let you know what I lost. I lost anger, ego, greed, depression, insecurity, and fear of death.
Mm.
Sometimes the answer to our prayer is not gaining, but losing.
Yes.
Which ultimately is the gain.
Amen. Amen.
I also shared with the group, over the summer, I helped out with I took my kids to Vacation Bible School, and the pastor had a t-shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, God answers prayer in three ways.
Yes.
One is yes, two is not yet, and three, I have a better plan for you.
Amen.
And so I was able to share that with the assembly, and I told them, I said, you guys, when you're praying, you just remember, God has a plan.
Yes,
far
he does.
Better than what you
yes.
are thinking of yourself.
That's
and
so
just
true.
Keep your eyes on Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just
mm-hmm.
keep your eyes on Jesus.
Amen.
And it was a wonderful assembly, and it was a wonderful time to be able to, again, as Christians,
mm-hmm.
stand up and just be accounted
right.
that you love the Lord and you're supporting these kids in this school with your prayers.
Right, right.
And going into the Good News Club, Linda, like the last hour, we were sharing with your listeners that we are in every one,
yes.
finally, we
yes.
are in every one of the elementary schools, not only in Marion City,
mm-hmm.
but also in Marion County. That has been sometimes a difficult road.
Yes.
And it's not by our power that
no.
we're accomplishing it even this year. It's,
yes.
It's God took care of some obstacles that were in the way. You know, he moved people around. He moved people into our volunteer pool. And so we were able to say, thank you, Father.
Amen.
And we are
Amen.
Real excited about getting into these schools. Ridgedale, Linda and I were just figuring up, how long have we been active in Marion County
right.
this time? It's 13 years, going on 14 years. And Ridgedale, we were in Ridgedale last school year, for the very first time. Now we're going to be in River Valley Liberty in Caledonia this year. this school year for the very first time.
Right, right.
Every other school we've been pretty well established in. So we're real excited about that, and we would love you as listeners to just pray. We're going to be in these schools Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We are going to be in a school because we're only in these schools one time out of the week. It's an after-school program, so when the school is letting out, the kids come to whatever classroom they have designated for us. In one school, it's a hallway, but we are there, and we're glad, you know, it's not always been perfect, but we are glad to be in that school. So right. We will take a hallway if that's all the school can give us. I think it's a shame that there's not a Christian teacher.
I know.
Who will offer her school.
Her classroom,
or her classroom,
yes.
For that one time out of the week.
Right.
But we're still in that school.
Right.
And Janice Benn is the lead teacher, and she is excellent. You know, I mean, the kids still come faithfully, and they're there. They're
right.
Learning the principles about God, about Jesus.
Amen.
You know, and how he wants us to stay away from sorcery and witchcraft.
Yes.
You know, and, and things of that sort.
It's so prevalent in our time today. It has gained ground. Every year it's gaining more and more ground and more prevalent. And like you said, the internet and on TV. Now you're talking about children's cartoons and things. You know, it's come to the point, what can we trust and who can we trust?
Well, you can't trust anything, and you can't trust anyone until until you have sat down and watched it yourself.
Right.
And then you have to really step back and say, okay, I understand that, and you'll let things slide because you understand the right and wrong of it.
True.
But these children, they don't understand that. And if if they don't have a biblical standard to... you know, a biblical rock to stand on, then they sure don't, and it doesn't make any difference what age they are.
True.
You know, so you have to really preview everything.
Right.
Before you let your child or grandchildren watch it, play it, listen to it. And again, it's like, we don't, as grandparents, I know in my home, you know, we'll have devotion. It's just a few minutes. It shouldn't be that way. It should be much more than a few minutes of reading the Bible, of saying a prayer.
Yes.
That, you know, that's cutesy. But what are they really learning?
Right.
So, you know, you have to take time. Even as grandparents, you've got to take time.
That's so true.
And be the role model. So that when they're in trouble later on, I had a granddaughter call me and wanted me to pray for her. She says, "Cause Grandma, I know you'll pray for me." You know, so that's the impression you want to imprint on them.
Yes, you do.
And for Good News Clubs, for the Child Evangelism Fellowship, the ministry that hosts the Good News Clubs, that's the impression we want to imprint on these children.
Right.
That they know. Because more and more children are not going to church. You know it. I know it.
Yes.
Every one of your listeners, if they look around their church, they know it.
Right.
If they have a lot of children in their church, excellent.
Right. And it's a blessing to have them there.
It is a huge blessing.
Yes.
But, you know, most churches don't. And when they do have, it's the grandparents who are bringing the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, it's just... We want to make that imprint on those children while we've got them. And until they get so busy in their sports or other things that pump me up rather than pump the Lord up.
Amen.
You know, so we want to be willing. I mean, we want to be not only the example, but we want, and you know, Linda, as well as I do, you cannot go in there and you can't think that you're going to wing it. Now, we do oftentimes, sometimes things happen. We're like, Lord, you got to take the handle on this one. I'm so ill-prepared. Or sometimes I'm so prepared, so I think, and it just goes out of my head. And it's like, okay, Lord, help me here. You know.
I've been there. Yes, I have.
But you cannot go in there and fake to these kids.
No, you cannot.
Like, you enjoy what you're doing when it's not a good fit for you.
Right.
Because they see right through that.
Yes, they do. And you know what's so important is allowing the Holy Spirit's presence in that classroom. So mm-hmm. doesn't mean like, okay, if we go in there and want to wing it, then it's us doing the teaching. And it is so different because His presence is really not there because we didn't give Him the green light. Well, Lord, You take this lesson today and You teach the kids today. And, you know, even our life, You take my life and do with it what You please instead of trying to maneuver it myself, you know, and all these disappointments and nothing never goes right. So, and that's what the children feel. They feel the presence of the Holy Spirit mm-hmm. in that classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And there is love and comfort in that, you know. It's amazing.
It is.
It's amazing.
It is. And you're right, Linda, because... And here's another reason why it's important to have people step up. Now, they say they've never taught children. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't feel comfortable with children. Well, are you a parent? Are you a grandparent? You treat these kids like you would treat your parent, your
right.
grandchildren, or how you treated your children.
Right.
With respect and love.
Yes.
You know, whether they are the rottenest child in the group, you just treat them with respect and love, and eventually, because it's God's presence, like you're saying,
mm-hmm.
we are bringing God's presence into that room.
Yes.
And so that's where it's really important to have that team of three and four. If we have a team of three and four, and even if we just have a small club, because mm-hmm. sometimes we do, those kids are still seeing the dedication with us. They're still seeing Jesus said we're to be the light, the salt and the light.
Right.
You know, and being the salt and the light is just loving God.
Yes, it is.
And being willing to be there and help. Even if you are just there to take the registration.
Right.
To help the kids, to be that second person walking the kids down to the bathroom.
Right.
You know, to get the, to help the kids because they always want to help with a snack. So you're the person who is directing them
yes.
how to do that chore correctly.
Right.
You know, so things don't get on the floor or whatever. It's just those types of things. You don't have to be a teacher.
Right.
You just need to be there.
Just be there to
just
help.
Just be
yes.
there to help because it makes the club go so much smoother. And it just makes the club so much smoother when we have four Bible believing, loving the Lord, Christ, you know, you died through Christ and you have been reborn.
Right.
When we have those four adults in that room.
Yes.
We can, you know, you hold back. You just hold back the darkness and those
and
kids have an area of calm.
Right. And it's harmonious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have people that are like-minded
mm-hmm.
believers in Christ Jesus, and it only adds to the class.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the children, oh my, I would not want to teach another group of people other than children because they just soak it all in. They just soak it all in.
And they do.
And you can tell, you know, by the expression on their faces, and they're really into the stories, the missionary stories, and it's like you said, it's not all about you being comfortable with kids or I haven't taught children, just like the missionary story that you present,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Exactly.
Just read that, you know.
That's right.
Kids love it.
They do. They love it. And in fact, I have found that, you know, I go in and... I know God was training me from a young age. You know, you're a cheerleader, so you have a voice. You're,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're an expediter, so you know how to move people around, get them to do what you need them to do, and things of this sort. So God was, through all my years, God has, was producing me, you know, developing me.
Right.
So I go in and I can get the kids' attention and I can get them to settle down just with the voice. And then I have a gentle soul who has helped me. And she was in her 80s. And it came time for the kids to settle down. And I would say, okay, Miss Norma is going to read her missionary story. And I need you guys to settle down because her voice doesn't carry like mine. You could hear a pin drop.
I believe it.
they were so good to her.
Mm-hmm.
And they were so attentive and so respectful.
Mm.
You know, and it was just absolutely wonderful to watch that transformation of, okay, it's Miss Norma now. You know, and they
right.
honestly, they just love that older grandma or grandpa presence.
Yes, yes.
It's absolutely, so we are not age discriminant.
No.
You know, I went to years ago, a couple of decades ago, I was at a church, and one of the singers was saying that it's like they have no place for us. Well, we do.
Yes.
If you are willing to step up and come to the club every, and it is a commitment.
Right.
It is a commitment of coming weekly, but your blessings, you'll be so blessed, and the kids love you. They
right.
love you.
They sure do. They sure do. And that is your blessing.
It is.
As being a teacher or being a helper. Those children are your blessing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we're supposed to be the Great Commission is to go out into the hedges and the byway and compel people to come in and accept Christ, you know, present Christ to them. So we're only doing what God has asked us to do.
That's right.
Right?
So, that's right.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So it is. It's just a lot of fun. The little ones are irritating.
They're that
at
too.
At times.
It can be, yes.
But, you know, they really enjoy learning.
Yes.
They really do, and they really enjoy learning the Bible. And then as a teacher, as a helper, you know, there's always something in the club that you can do.
Right.
So you are never left out.
No.
If you want to just sit and do, like, the attendance when the children come in, get the snack ready for the kids, and then help get the kids released, because child protection and security is number one.
Yes.
And so when parents come to pick up their children, until we know that until later on in the season, when we know the car, we know the person, the parent, they come to the door with their picture ID, and they take their child back to their vehicle.
Right, right.
And so the person who does the attendance, it really is great if he or she will do the release of the child too.
Right.
Because, you know, they're seeing all their information and things of that sort, so the names are sticking with them, is what I'm saying.
Right.
But if you're not on, if the name is not on that form that the parents send in, because we'll not only have the mom, the dad, you know, and then we'll have like emergency calls, and that's usually the grandparents or maybe a neighbor or whatever. If their names are not on that paper, we do not release those children.
Right, right.
Until a phone call is made and permission is given.
Right.
And so there's just protocol that we follow so that the children are protected.
Right.
And ultimately, then the club or the ministry is protected as well. So there's always something to be done, whether if you want to be active by reading the missionary story, you know, or leading songs, that's wonderful.
Right.
Or if you just want to sit back and be part of the crowd control, so that if we have a couple of kids who are horsing around, and we'll have you sit right in the middle of them, you know. But it helps.
Yes, it does.
It does help. It does. It helps, and
so it makes it go smoother. I mean, the class, you know, because when you only have like a skeleton crew, maybe two people, then you're still kind of pressed and kind of overworked. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So three people, four people, excellent. Mm-hmm. Right there, you know, that's
especially
excellent.
Especially when you have given a, now, we are designed as a ministry to give an invitation each week. But Linda, I kind of break that rule because I kind of let the Holy Spirit guide me on that.
Okay.
Reason being is our culture has gotten really dark.
Yes.
And muddled. They don't know what sin is. And
right.
Just like I grew up in a very superstitious family,
mm-hmm.
a very superstitious household. And my mom, we played with a Ouija board like nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we didn't know that was wrong.
Right.
So many of these children are growing up in homes where they don't know what sin is. And so it may take us a couple of weeks to explain that we all have sinned.
Right.
Because God's word is true, and God's word says all have sinned and fall short of his glory.
Right.
So you have to go back and explain. You can't take anything for granted that these kids know
mm-hmm.
anything.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to go back and explain what sin is. Do we get into all the sins? No, we don't. But we try to stay with sins that would be something they would be dealing with.
Right.
You know, like the getting into each other's desk
or right,
picking
right.
on each other or
right.
those types of sins to get them thinking about what sin is. And then when they start seeing and they start hearing the Bible stories that we're sharing and things of that sort, then you can go ahead and offer a prayer of salvation. And we always ask the children that if they would like to talk more about this,
mm-hmm.
to meet the leader back in a corner so that we can walk them through it's a pamphlet that helps us to help them to make sure they understand what they're doing. So everything is really dummy-proof for the leaders. But if we've only got two in that club, and one is preoccupied trying to share with the kids, and the other one is standing in front of the kids, that's where that third and fourth person really comes in handy.
Oh, yes, it does.
It is almost impossible, and Satan makes sure that it is almost impossible to get through to these children, and when you do have an opportunity to counsel them.
Right.
You know. So, yes.
And I was just thinking as you were speaking about letting children understand what sin really is. We have adults that really don't understand what sin really is, or at least they may portray that they don't know what it really means. I've never done anything wrong. I know we've heard that 100 times, you know. Well, this is okay. Like you said, how we grew up, things were okay in our household that at the time we really didn't know that it wasn't supposed to be okay, you know, or have our hands dabbled into it and things like that. So, I've heard many people say, well, I've never done any wrong. I'm a good person. I don't hurt people, you know, not intentionally, but it's a sin nature that we're born with.
Right. That's exactly right.
We're born with that nature.
Mm-hmm.
Not our fault, but it's there.
It's there. We're in a fallen world. We're living
yes.
in a fallen world. And that world is falling faster and faster around us.
Right, right.
And so it's more important today than it was 30 years ago, than it was a lifetime ago.
Right.
A generation ago. It's more important today for Christians. And, you know, I'm just praying. Matthew 21:22, Jesus said, if you ask, believing, you'll receive.
Mm-hmm.
And my family is not walking with the Lord. None of my family, or I'll just say very few of my family, is walking with the Lord. And I come from a family of all sisters. And
right.
We are mothers and grandmothers, and we are praying for our children that God will draw them to him before the rapture.
Amen.
And I know Jesus said that if I ask believing, I'll receive, and I'm asking him that my family will be all drawn to him before he comes back.
Amen.
And I know again, we were taught that it has to be, that prayer has to be within God's will. I know it is God's will that none should perish.
Right, right.
As he said, that none should perish. But you know what? So I know I'm praying within God's will
My
family come to him. And so I'm just now, I don't worry about my family. I just take every little thing. I do ask now, it's like, Lord, will you let me see some rumbling of, you know, some movement of the stones.
Right, right, right.
And whenever I hear from my sisters that so-and-so has done this or so-and-so is asking about that, I'm just like, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
And I'm just praising him and giving that over to him.
We have to.
Exactly.
It can run us into a rut, waiting. And, you know, every moment we're thinking, well, I've told them and I've preached this to them like all their lives and they still don't get it, you know. But God, he brought us to salvation, and he's more than able to bring them to salvation. And we do have to get our hands off of it. We just drop it. Lord, you take it.
That's right. Leave it at his throne.
Yes.
And having said that, there is an urgency.
Yes.
For us to be praying.
Yes.
For us to be praying for the non-believers.
Yes.
For their hearts to be softened.
Yes.
For their ears to be opened, and for, you know, their eyes to be wide open, a spirit of discernment to come upon them. And that's the way it is with these children.
Yes.
So I would really like your listeners to please put it down in wherever you keep, if you have a journal, a prayer journal, or if you have a list for your devotions, please put it down to pray for these schools Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. That is when we are meeting in after school. It would be even best if you could pray after school hours until 4:45 or 5 to just pray that God is in control. Mm-hmm. He is in control.
Right.
But that Satan has no breath in these classrooms. That we can pray Satan is out of these classrooms for that period of time, that these children can understand what we're teaching and start seeing that they need to have the saving grace of Jesus Christ.
Right, right.
So, I know, it's just, we just need prayer coverage, because that is the tool that God the Father has given us.
Yes.
You know, so that we can pray fervently.
Yes.
And have much effect on our children.
A very powerful tool he left us, you know.
Yes.
No weapon formed against.
No. And, you know, and that's, we just, how long did it take us to realize that, Linda? You know? How long did it take us to learn that we had this power that God had given us? You know, and that's what we want you as listeners to understand.
Yes, absolutely.
And maybe, you know, the last few years have been a jolt to you. But just like this gentleman that I read said, when he was asked, what have you gained by praying regularly? Nothing. But what have I lost? I've lost the insecurity.
Yes.
I lost the fear of death. I've lost my ego.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
I've lost my depression. That's a huge one that
yes,
we're hearing
it
all
is.
The time, even with the children.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, I've seen that. That also is prevalent in the schools where they are screening the children for mental health.
And why? Because God's not there.
They took prayer out of schools.
They took prayer out of schools. They took, when we were in school, we always had a Bible time.
Yes, we did.
During the school day.
Yes.
These kids are not going, you know, like a lot of people quit going to church. They've not gotten back in the habit.
Right.
And so, you know, so they're not taking their grandchildren to church. So the kids have no foundation. Mm. You know, when they're saying that kids can be Furbies or, you know, whatever. When they're saying that children can be, children know whether they are transgenders at the age of 2, that is so much bull.
Yeah.
That is so much deceit.
Yeah.
That is just Satan running rampant.
Yes, it is.
And when we're allowing that, because we're not back in a church, we're not meeting as an assembly, we're not praying as an assembly,
right?
Or we're not praying like-minded. You know, I don't know what your situations are as far as a listener.
Right.
You know, maybe you don't have transportation, because that happens. Maybe you have been ill, and that happens. But we all have the ability to pray with the same, like you said, with one mind, one heart.
Yes.
And these children need prayer. They are being ran over with sin.
Wow.
Not only are they born in it, but it's being forced down their throats to accept it. And God has a plan for each one of those children. And you are part of those plans.
Yes.
Because you're hearing this message today. So God has a plan for you to be a part of this. If nothing else, just a prayer warrior.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to, in the last few minutes, please.
Go ahead.
We have had a contributor. He gives to us every year for our budget. He has come up with, if we can earn $7,000 by the end of October, he will match that.
Oh, great.
So it's a matching pledge. So if you can give $20, $25, if you'd like to give $500, will we refuse it? Absolutely not. But you could call Linda here at the station, or you can call myself, and I will have our, Jerry Feaster is our treasurer. I will have him contact you. My number is 740-262-0939. I'm Cheryl Lee. My number is 740-262-0939. We have this opportunity to match and gain $7,000, 14 at the end of the day.
Wow.
If you will help, please.
Right.
And if you will call me at 740-262-0939, or you can call Linda on Tuesdays and Thursdays through her show, we will get Jerry Feaster, our treasurer, to call you and let you know. Now, that money can be sent. If you want to do it by credit card, Jerry will have to help you with that.
Right.
If you want to make out a check, you can do it to Child Evangelism Fellowship. Just shorten it down to CEF, payable to CEF for whatever amount, and you could send it to myself, 6635 Ground Hog Pike. That's a LaRue address, 43332. But you can call me, and I can give you all of that. Just call 740-262-0939. Because just like so many people haven't started going back to church for whatever concern, our dropping, our giving has dropped off too. So this is always a slower period with people getting back into schools and getting kids off to college. But we could really benefit by this matching pledge. So again, 740-262-0939. And if you'd like to call Linda here at the station, or myself at that number, you can even text me at that number and I can get back with you.
Right.
Every little bit helps. Every little bit adds up. And so we're real excited about that. I should have probably said that earlier.
But that's okay.
But you can mention it next week.
Yes, this is a Monday moment program, but it's been a good program. We've gotten a lot of information out there. And I was thinking that since we're in such a dark time in history of our world and of our country over here in the United States, it's so important that parents understand the necessity and the urgency of their children or grandchildren being a part of a foundation based in the Lord Jesus Christ, biblically, you know, scriptures and what I'm going to say, statues and things that make us better people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, and God-fearing.
Exactly.
You know, not that, you know, God-fearing is what we want to be. We don't want to be afraid of man so much that we run after him and what he has to say and lead our children astray. Because as time goes by and the darker it gets, the more power Satan gains.
That's right.
The more power he gains. And, you know, he needs to be powerless in our lives and in our loved ones' lives, you know. And we have to declare, you can't have my children. You can't have my grandchildren. You know, get thee behind me, Satan.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Because we're not giving them up.
Nope. No, and it's with Jesus said in Matthew 21:22, if you ask believing, you'll receive. God says that he does not want anyone to perish.
Right.
He has given us, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, Jesus, that whoever believes in him should not perish. And that's what God.
Yes.
That's what God declared. He
Amen.
Has given us the opportunity to have our sins forgiven, our children's sins forgiven, our grandchildren and great-grandchildren's sins forgiven.
Yes.
We just have to declare
right.
and believe that God, our God, is big enough.
Yes, he is.
You know, I've got a book at home. Your God's too small. Is your God too small? Our God is big enough.
Yes, he is.
To bring these loved ones
yes, he
out
is.
Of darkness. Our God is big enough
mm-hmm.
to bring these children from our local schools out of darkness.
Yes.
We can have these children come to know Jesus.
Yes.
And when we teach them about Jesus, we also teach them that Jesus does not make the road nice and smooth.
No.
We are preparing them for life. We are letting them know that they will still have difficult times. But it's always through Jesus
right.
that Jesus will help them through and God will, you know, carry them. So thank you so very much, Linda, for having me on today. I'm sorry for the
That's okay.
shaky
That's
Monday.
Okay. Hey, I tell you what, that makes good radio.
Unexpected radio.
Yes, yes. Not only that, we're people.
Absolutely.
And things can happen at any given moment that we have no control over.
And we are busy.
Yes.
But we are willing to serve.
Right.
And that's all you have to do is have a heart that is willing to serve.
Right.
And God will bless you greatly.
Right. And what a blessing you have been today.
Oh, thank you,
to my
Linda.
Listeners. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, we're still reaching out to you. If you know people who have children in school, elementary school, and they're not going to the Bible-based classes, after-school classes, and you heard this message, you heard Cheryl Lee reach out to you, let them know about it. And it's a safe environment. I mean,
it's
they're
safe,
trained.
It's safe, it's fun for
yes.
the kids. You're right, Linda. The registrations, every one of the offices should have extra registrations. The registration form should have came home with your child. It will be a yellow paper, school bus yellow. And then the offices do have extra registrations in their office. So if by chance the book bag monster ate your child's registration form up, you can get another one.
Right.
You know, we start next week, but it doesn't mean your child can't start a week late.
Right. Right.
Absolutely.
So don't give up. Just hang in there.
That's right.
Don't forget. Don't worry about the future.
God's got it.
He's got it.
He's got it.
He's got it.
But we do want to share the gospel with as many people as we can because time, I believe, is of essence.
It is.
I do. I think that there's an urgency to
yes.
teach these children because once these children get so old, statistics show that it's harder and harder to introduce the Lord Jesus Christ to them. It's harder and harder to change their hearts to fear the Lord, the Father God.
Right.
So we want to get that instilled with them now, that righteous respect for
yes.
God our Creator.
Right, right.
And the love for our Lord Jesus.
Right. I'd rather do it that way because then life is your teacher and life will lead you to the Lord. Because it can be so rough. You'd be like, Lord, help me. Like Paul said, is that you, Lord?
That's right. That's exactly right. So anyways, and again, my number is 740-262-0939. Please call if you have any interest in being a volunteer. Please call if you would like to give to our, what is it, matching pledge.
Oh, that's wonderful there.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because we have lost a lot of regular sponsors because of, this is a year of rebuilding.
Yes.
Our ministry is booming, praise God.
Amen.
But we are rebuilding with volunteers. We are rebuilding financially. Be a part of that, please.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Right. And you won't be disappointed.
No. No, you won't.
God will bless you richly. He will bless you richly. He is the author and finisher of our faith. Right?
Absolutely. And it's not done.
No.
I mean, you know, seriously, I'm still growing. I'm just constantly, I think I know something. It's like, wow, where did that come from?
I know. He blows you away daily, daily.
Yes, he does. It's just really exciting. So please, just be a part of it. I cannot express enough how much you are going to be blessed, how we will be blessed as a ministry having you be a part of it, and how much you will be blessed, your family. So, yes, please, give us a call. Thank you.
Well, we are down to the last few seconds of the show. Thank you for tuning in to A Voice of a People Live with Linda Sims here on WGH Talk Radio. And just think about this. October is in a few days, and September will be behind us. And here we're coming toward Halloween, and I know there's so many eerie decorations up in, you know, different people's homes, but let your children be safe out there and teach them the right way. Teach mm-hmm. them the right way, because a lot of us know the right way, but sometimes we just ignore it. But you want your children to go the right way. You want them to have a foundation in the Lord Jesus Christ and a direction. We have to give them direction. Otherwise, they will not have it. But I'm thanking Cheryl Lee for coming and sharing with us. And she'll be, it won't be her last time. Believe you me, she will be back again. So next time, be blessed.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio.